When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
How sweet indeed it is. Let's talk some Sweet 16 here. You're tuning in to Bolt Brady and his bro, the best place for your sports gambling info. Let's welcome in our handicapper.
Not sure there's a better way to start off the show, but with a cha-ching. And for the new listeners who don't know what that means, that's the cash register opening up.
Chips.
Ching, 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 ching. Best bets, 4-1. ASU crapped on Reno. Utah State, Mizzou went way under. Gonzaga, Grand Canyon went under. Penn State took care of Texas A&M, didn't even need the points. The only miss, Drake versus Miami, and they actually had him. Let him go.
Yeah, so like I said, there's always that the 5-12, and it didn't happen this year.
It didn't happen. There wasn't a 12 that beat a 5.
No, that's always kind of one of the go-tos on the brackets.
Well, that's kind of a go-to, you mean, for the national narrative.
Right.
For those guys to chit about. I mean, seriously, you would not be in bad shape if you just faded everything those guys said on the broadcast. Like the CBS guys, it was the... what game was it? It was one of the games, and they all took everyone that I didn't. I took the opposite of all of them, and I go, chalk that up. I knew that was going to be the dub.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Those guys have no clue. They can't even pick who's going to win the game.
No.
Much less the points.
No, you go to like ESPN and stuff, and it's like, click here for every single one of Jay Billis's picks on ESPN Plus.
Right.
I'm all set there, bud. I'm not paying for that service to read his bracket.
Dude, do they really charge?
Yeah, you have to be an ESPN Plus guy.
Wow. Come on. Jay's got clues. He doesn't know what he's doing.
He does know the teams and all the players.
I mean, there's a guy out there that I heard on a podcast, and he knew who all the the mascots were for every Division I squad. That doesn't mean he knows crap about the game, though.
They were doing that to Big Chuck Wagon, Barkley. They were throwing the emblems up, and they're like, what school is this? And they're in the tourney.
Yeah.
He's like, man, you can't throw like the Fairleigh Dickinson up there or something. I don't know who they are.
Speaking of them, their head coach got the new job at Iona because Rick Pitino was at Iona, and he's actually going to St. John's now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you?
So who got what job now?
So Rick Pitino.
No, I got that. You said their coach.
Fairleigh.
Oh.
Yeah, their coach is going to take over for Rick.
Oh, he's going to Iona now.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah, Rick did the 3 years at Iona and then kind of weaseled his way back here into the Big East.
Well, he needed to kind of clean up the record a little bit, you know?
Well, yeah.
Because he got busted when he was at the Big Louisville.
It was 2017.
He got pushed out.
Yeah, he did something with some gal and some stuff.
Well, yeah, he was with the gal, but it was also because their recruits were with some gals. They were bringing the recruits in and looked like they might have hired some lady of the nights for the recruits when they came in. That's against the rules, Rick. Sorry.
Rick goes, dude, Louisville's not the only one doing this here. What are we doing?
He's like, I did this at Kentucky and every other school. Why is it coming down to me now?
And we're also giving the guys some chips here to come here.
It's just like the dude from Arizona who's head coach at Xavier now.
Oh, Sean Miller, yeah.
Yeah, same thing with Sean. Sean got busted. They pushed him out. Takes like the year off, you know, and then Xavier, our school, goes, we'll take you.
Yeah, he got busted for the guy, the Ayton guy that's the center for the Suns now.
Right.
Because he was in like one of the islands and they threw some money at his mom.
Yep. Just like the movie Blue Chips.
Yep, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
But now they can mask it with the NIL. You can throw the NIL money.
So now do they even need to do it? They just have the NIL.
Yeah, because you can still buy someone's mom a pad and stuff.
Right, and just throw it under the NIL umbrella.
Be like, this is from Houston Chevrolet dealership. Congratulations.
This is an incredible house. Thanks very much.
So what'd you think about the opening round games? I was in a sack for two of them. They were sweet.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me ask you, how was it seeing it live?
It was great. You and I, we've always been pretty good about kind of squirming down from better seats than we pay for it. So,
Of course.
I had my 10-year-old with me, and I kind of showed him the ropes.
Showed him the way.
We were already lower bowl, but I'm like, let's go lower front row middle here and see if anyone says anything. And they never came. So it was front and center, Utah State, Mizzou.
How many rows back?
It was as close as you can get. They take the first two rows for kind of the media, like all the laptops and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So we were the front row middle, like mid-court. It was perfect. And I had Utah State, you know, I told you going into last weekend, I loved them. They were kind of some senior leadership and some juniors.
Right.
Great with the three ball. However, they shot 4 for 23 and just...
not cutting it.
Nah, Mizzou brought the heat with the pressure on the ball kind of the whole game, and they just couldn't finish.
You should have taken the under with the best better.
Yeah. Oh, I was telling you that the ball and stuff that they're using looks like brand new and sticky. And you're saying, you know, you keep seeing it stick in the rim here.
Oh, yeah.
No, on the sides.
It got wedged in like one area. It was like set of games. It was wedged like four times in the first three games.
Yeah.
It's a new ball.
No, you can just tell the way the guys are dribbling and handling it. There's something that's a little different with it. So it's real. I don't know. And then those rims, you got to be butter because those things are not budget anymore.
Well, you know, I like to take the unders. And how about up till this point, 68% of the games have gone under. Is that any good? So I had to take advantage of those situations even when I was at the dentist. first time ever. I was at the dentist, and I'm watching the Utah State-Missouri game, and I go, this game's slightly going under. So as the lady's in my mouth cleaning, I just reach into my pocket real quick of my jacket, whip out the cell phone, go, in-game under, in-game under, in-game under.
Was the TV above you, and it was getting games?
Yes, thank you. I should have clarified that. Yeah, you know how at the dentist now, they have the TV for you. So when I first came in, I'm like, hey, can we put this on the March Madness? She's like, no problem. And so I've got the March Mad rocking, and she's cleaning the teeth. And I'm like, thinking to myself, wow, I'm missing out on some opportunities here to make a few extra bucks. And then I go, no, I won't. And I just reach into the pocket, and she's like literally in my mouth, and I'm like reaching underneath her arm so I could see my my phone, and I just go in game under, and just was winning chips at the dentist.
Nice play.
It was great. First time ever I've done that.
I actually went last night, coincidentally, to the dentist, but all they had for me was the Netflix. I couldn't get March Madness.
Oh, they just didn't have... No, this guy, my dentist has got like Netflix. He's got where you can... regular TV, basically anything you want. It's pretty legit.
That's big time.
That is big time.
They're like, we don't usually see people slapping chips down on bets when they're getting their teeth cleaned.
She probably's like, that doesn't look like Facebook. What's this guy looking at?
You're like, can you stop for a second? There's a couple things I need to do here.
you know, we always try to take time to have the listeners hopefully learn a thing or two. And I've got one. You know, most people are doing some type of pool right now, you know, a March Madness pool. Well, it just occurred to me, and I just don't know if people know this, so I thought I'd bring to their attention. Did you know that when you do a pool with someone, you know, a lot of times you don't know who the person is. Sometimes you might know who's running the pool. But did you know that they actually typically pull money off the top to pay themselves for running that pool? Because remember, I never thought about it until our buddy Daniel, like several years ago.
Oh, yeah. There was the guy that did the Masters golf one.
Right.
And we were doing all the numbers. And yeah. This had thousands of people in it.
Thousands. And our buddy's like, wow, he's pulling 5,000 off the top. Because there was like 50,000 in the pot. There was that many people doing it. And our buddy's like, because the guy goes, oh, first place you get this, second place you get this. And then our buddy like took it in consideration. He's like, dude, he pays himself $5,000 to do that. And then I started noticing it. Like when I did this this year, I'm like, oh, this dude's pulling $1,600 off the top here. So the question begs to ask, is, does that person deserve to get paid some? And I do think to a certain degree they do, because they're the one that has the email list of everyone that they're shooting out to. You know, the ones where, like, you really have to collect the money and stuff like that, it's kind of a pain. So I do think that they should pull a little bit off the top. The question is how much. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, just know when you're doing a pool, someone's usually skimming off the top.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think you, what you're referencing is you're doing a March Madness one, and you guys noticed, I think, same thing.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I noticed the guy was like, I'm like, wow, 1,600? I mean, this tournament only lasts like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I understand when like it's a whole season. But anyway, and then I start thinking about, I'm like, well, he is the one that has the email list. So, you know.
Yeah, it's the access to the people. And then, you know, as you know, we do with our boy, the Reedster, we do a football one.
Right.
Myself and, it is a pain to run some people down.
Oh, yeah.
It's not easy.
Right. And then something that's kind of off topic, but I was like, you know what? Maybe there is a learning moment there, because I took Uber this weekend, and I'm chitting with the guy, and he starts talking, and you know, I'm asking him about the job and stuff, and he's like, yeah, and they only make like a third of the fare. So if your fare is $21, they only make $7. And the rest goes to Uber. I'm like, really? I'm like, that's kind of weak. And then I'm like, what about the tip? And he's like, no, we get 100% of the tip. So I'm like, okay, I don't think everyone knows that. Because I think when you take Uber, you're like, oh, 21. This dude's getting like, you know, not 21, but you're thinking the guy's going to get the 18. Nope, he gets one third. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, the Uber, it's all about the tip.
So tune in every week, ladies and gentlemen. This is Life's Lessons with Bolt. It's not just gambling, but it's the day-to-day we'll get you through.
Sometimes.
Right. Yeah, Uber's cleaning up there. Jeez.
Right?
They could hook those guys up with because it's not like they're giving them medical coverage or anything.
No. One of the things that, you know, you were talking about the tournament, and, you know, the Big Ten, once again, they send everyone in, and only one's going to the Sweet 16. So once again, the Big Ten flops, I started thinking about the Big Ten, and I'm like, wow. I'm like, what about that guy Kofi that played for Illinois that was just so big and dominant?
Yeah,
the 7-1 guy.
Yep.
How about that dude's in Japan? He's not even in the NBA.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then Luka Garza, who was the Wooden Player of the Year from Iowa.
Yep.
He's G League. It's just crazy.
I mean, yeah, I remember him. You can kind of tell the guys that just don't move very quick. I mean, the NBA is up and back. You got to be able to move with those dudes.
Well, yeah, it just kind of shows how much the game has changed. Because this article I was reading on Kofi, it was like, dude, if he was around like 4 or 5 years ago, he would have been lotto. And now they're like, dude, this game, we're getting up and down the court.
Yeah. I mean, dude, even like Manute Bol had a place back in the day because you just put the hand up and block it.
Manute.
Not anymore. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, Gonzaga Timmy. I you know, he's a great college dude.
Oh, well, listen, what you're alluding at is what's he going to do in the NBA?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking about with Drew. I was looking at Big Timmy, and I'm like, okay, dude, obviously you have aspirations to get to the NBA. Do you want to lift the weights a little
bit? Yeah, there's no pipes.
Holy cow. Like, I mean, I know some people's frames aren't made to be, like, yoked. But, dude, when you look at the arms and, like, there's no definition and you're 21 years old, that's a problem.
And you're playing hoops every day.
And you're posting up people. Like, dude, he'd get thrown like a rag child down low, built like that.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking, too. I was like, Drew, this is your last run here, bud. I mean, unless you're going overseas also.
Someone will grab him.
I don't know, dude. Not with those yokes. Like, they're going to take a gander at him and go, unless he's, like, willing to take about 10 cycles of steroids. Timmy, we're interested in you if you're willing to take steroids for the next 3 years nonstop. Then maybe someone's interested in him.
I do like him, though. I mean, he pumps it up and gets the squad going.
Well, he does. So now that brings us into the ball game. Big ball game. With Gonzaga versus the UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
UCLA has been kind of stomping on people. What do you think about that ball game?
They're meeting in big Las Vegas, too. Mm. I'm still going to stick with what I had, you know, initially. I have Gonzaga.
Okay. I like it.
I mean, I know, you know, Jaime Jaquez and UCLA, you know, they've got some dudes that are returning, the point guard that have They made the deep run to the Final Four, but I'm still sticking with the Zags.
Yeah, I like the Zags there, too, actually. And what are they getting, like four? Are the Zags getting 4 points?
I think so.
Okay. So, and also speaking of the Zags, holy cow, were they in the backdoor Billy ball game of the tournament. So, yeah.
TCU.
Wow. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about a backdoor before, what that is. And it's basically when the bet that you have has got a 99% chance to win, and then something crazy happens, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm going to lose my bet. That's a backdoor. Gonzaga versus TCU, and the line is Gonzaga minus 4.5. And they're up 6 points with 0.7 seconds left in the ballgame, not even 1 second. And TCU, you know, sometimes when they roll the ball up the court, and that's because if you touch it, the clock starts. So if they roll it, the clock doesn't start. The ball rolls all the way past half court. I've never seen it go that far before. But Gonzaga's like, who cares? This game's over with. The guy picks it up just over half court with 0.7 seconds left. Bingo, 3 ball, only lose by 3. TCU cover.
I think it was like their power forward too. It wasn't their guard.
I mean, dude, luckily I wasn't a part of that game. That's the TV out the window, maybe.
That was backdoor Louie. But our boy Big Panoram was at the game in Denver, and I texted the two of you, I'm like, whoa, did you see that? And he goes, I had TCU. That was unreal.
That's the dude that's in the stadium when he hits it. He goes, yeah! Like when the ball game's over. I remember I was at a Warriors game one time way back in the day with a girlfriend years ago, days ago. And the game's totally over with the Warriors game. They were up by like 15 and same thing happened. And there's a guy way on the other side of the stadium when the ball goes in. He goes, yeah! And she goes, why is that guy cheering so much? And I go, because he had chips on the game. Mm-hmm. And that basket just came into play.
Well, so sticking in that same conference, the West bracket, was a squad I had advancing, Big Arkansas.
So did I, buddy.
Mm-hmm. And
I had UConn advancing too. Did you?
Well, you have UConn as your national champ, I think.
Well,
you?
I sure do, buddy.
So I'd imagine they advanced.
Well, no, but I'm saying, did you have UConn as well going this far?
Yes.
Okay.
And I had, you know, I thought they'd beat St. Mary's, but they looked pretty good.
Well, I think what you're trying to say is they looked dominant. The size took over there.
Yeah, but you know Arkansas is going to be a real tough matchup there for UConn.
Agreed. What is the line? I think it's 3.5, and this is going to be a best bet, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get ready to write this down. If you'd like to throw some chippers on the game, we're not messing with the 3.5. We're just going to money line UConn minus 175 to win the 100. Sometimes that's what you got to do, ladies and gentlemen. Pay a little extra, get rid of those garbage points. Let's just win the ball game.
That was, like you're telling me, the one guy did the Purdue money line and it didn't go his way.
Ooh. Yeah, there was a big name handicapper, and he tweeted out that Purdue in their first game was minus 5,000 to 1 to win the ball game because they were a 23.5 point favorite. And so those are the odds you bet. So basically, you put $50 down to win 1 or 5,000 to win 100. Who knows how much this pro put down? Let's just take a guess and say he put 25,000 down to win 500 and it lost. And Purdue, on that topic, you're one of the 409 clean it ups.
Yes, they are.
That was incredible. Let's break this down a little bit more. Did you know the squad that they played was the shortest team in Division I basketball?
No.
Out of all 328 Division I squads, this team was the smallest. You ready for this? Average height, 6'1". Okay? So I thought about that, okay? And I'm thinking, okay, you got a basketball team of 15 guys on it. And if you're 6'1", you think it's pretty safe to say you're probably the third shortest on the team. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, out of 15 guys, you're 6'1 on a basketball team, probably the third shortest. There's two guys that are smaller than you. Their average squad was 6'1.
Jeez.
And how about Purdue's average size? 6'5, their average.
Right.
And it didn't matter. That is a small clean it up. Plus, I'm pleased at him because that's the squad I picked in the my survivor pool. Nice job, Purdue. Those guys are feeling bueno.
Oh,
right
you
now.
Opened with Purdue.
Yeah, I got the first day underneath me. And then I took Purdue because I'm like, this squad's not going to go very far.
No.
But they're not going to win the first game, second time ever in history.
Yeah.
That the number one seed goes down to 16. But this one's worse because this squad was worse.
Yeah. I said that last week. I'm like, just looking at their scores, they had a bunch of 3-point, 4-point wins. I didn't trust them. I certainly thought they'd win their first rounder.
Yeah, but you were right. Yeah, they were struck. Well, and remember we were talking about it, and others were talking about too, their point guards, remember?
Mm-hmm.
The freshman point guards thought they could get past the first game, though. I mean, are they feeling bueno on the Purdue campus right now? I mean, dude, those guys probably haven't even gotten out of bed.
Yeah, just the way the game is now, you can take these big guys out of the game a lot easier, and if you can stroke the three ball.
Well, Zach still had his 21 and 12 or whatever.
I mean, no one, if the 6-1 dude's on him, he better.
Yeah, it looked like when dad's playing the kids in dunk basketball, but the kids came up with the W somehow.
Right.
Jiminy Christmas. And then since we're on the topic of the 409s, let's get ready to clean this one up too. Big Virginia versus Furman. Holy cow. Are we ready for this one? We're up 2. Big Virginia is up 2 with, you ready for this? 12 seconds left. This is incredible. And Virginia has the ball, and they've got their point guard, Clark, throwing it in, which is smart because you want him to make a good pass. And then if you throw it back to him, he's a good free throw shooter. Well, Clark throws it in. They throw it back to Clark, and then he decides to play three flies up with the basketball.
He hits the panic button.
Oh, my God, did he hit the panic button. He chucks it up over towards half court. Guy picks it, comes down, three ball, ball game.
Wins, yeah.
Furman by 1. 409, clean it up, Big Virginia.
Unbelievable.
Wow, that was... And that Clark guy, I think he's a senior. I mean, he's been around forever.
Like, know the game situation there.
Just dude.
The clock and all of it, and don't panic.
Dude, let him foul you. What are you doing? Like, I mean, that was, that's like he was at the beach playing three flies up. Hey, guys.
Maybe owed the bookie the chips. comes down to it.
Good
man.
Call. Good call. Shaving the point.
Just throw it up.
Because that's how bad of a play it was.
Good it just call. Didn't make sense.
There's just sometimes I wish I could hit the button and go, can I substitute for myself right now?
Let's put me in here for the
Give
final.
Me the uni. Let me play some defense. We need a bucket here. One substitution a game. Here he comes. Especially to play defense sometime. I'm like, come on, you guys can't stop this guy?
Yeah.
Shuffle the feet, big guy.
Yeah.
Jim Christmas.
Yeah, that was in between the games that we saw when I was at the arena. And it was on the TVs, and even there, everyone's like, whoa!
So in between games, they put it on the big screen for you?
They put it on all the TVs out by the concessions and stuff, too, so you can kind of check in on them.
How much time in between games?
25 minutes. I'm sure as all of you watching at home can tell, there's so many TV timeouts, too.
Mm.
You start to learn the breaks when you watch the tournament again. It's like... First stop under 15 minutes, first stop under 12 minutes, first stop under 8 minutes. So the coaches, they try to hold on to their other TOs because they know those TV ones are coming.
Right. So what part of the games did my nephew enjoy the best, the most?
Just being up close and watching them. I mean, then the second game was Arizona-Princeton. And I just kept telling him, look, those guys aren't the quote-unquote as athletic team. And the effort, talking about being undersized, they have 6'6" dudes down in the paint banging with their 6'10" guys.
Yeah.
And they just, the effort was great to see in person.
And they
balled. So now, Princeton's kind of, I'm pulling for them. I'd love to see them make the Final Four.
Well, and Big Arizona, once again, just have talent up and down the roster and it doesn't matter.
No, they just couldn't pull her through. I think I told you the Princeton's wife, the coach's wife was sitting behind me, and she was chatting with her friend or something. The timeouts would happen, and the girls from each team would rotate center court at the timeouts. And she's like, I feel like we're not getting as much court time here with the cheerleaders. She's like, I mean, I get it. Arizona has bombshell, bombshell, bombshell. And we kind of have a high school squad over here.
So the ladies were talking about that the cheerleaders weren't getting the action?
She said the Princeton ones weren't getting on the courts because Arizona had some smoking hot cheerleaders.
Well, I'm sure they do. I mean, that's one of the best schools in the nation for the lady friends.
But it was funny. The coach's wife was noticing it.
But your Princeton cheerleaders may go further in life. We'll see. Arizona. I mean, I'm sure they had a big crowd there, right?
For because it's West Coast. There was a ton of them there.
Was there more than Princeton, probably?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right. But Princeton doesn't run that, like, slow back pick offense anymore, right?
No, they've gotten a little more current.
A little bit more current.
the back screen back cut, and four corners.
And the final score's 47-45.
Yeah, we have a shot clock now. We can't institute
that. Ah, that's right. That plays part into that big time.
Mm-hmm. But they look like they can hang, you know? I mean, so they're playing Creighton. It's not like they can't win that game.
Ah, right. Except I've got big Creighton going to the Final Four.
No, I know you liked them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then big Alabama plays San Diego Stater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bama, you know, the Miller guy was kind of an oddity there. That first game, he didn't score, and they kind of held him to 19 minutes. They said something like the groin was still bothering him. Then he played the second game and seemed fine. So I would imagine Alabama can still roll through that bracket.
Well, Big Creighton will have something to say about that.
They may. So if you could adjust where we stand now, would you change your national champion?
No, I would not.
You're sticking with the UConn.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I had them playing Marquette in the championship.
Yeah, I had Marquette as well. I mean, I like Shaka Smart. He's pretty calm. I don't know if you watch him. Like, I mean, he gets down, he gets in the defensive stance, but like, he's a pretty, you know, he's not one of those Tom Izzo, you know, blood pressure dudes.
Right.
He looks
Bobby Hurley.
Izzo's great to watch just for the expressions and like, his eyes look like they're going to come out sometimes. He's talking to the dude.
Well, my boy Tyler Kolick for Marquette, they held him down. And I was looking at him and I'm like, God, you know what that guy looks like? It's if Tom Cruise was in a basketball movie and they made Tom look like a basketball player.
All the right moves.
Right. If you just put Tom in the tank top and shorts, it's Tyler Kolick. He just, because of the hair. And
well,
stuff.
I was going to say that his haircut was terrible.
And the way he runs, you know how Tom kind of runs straight up like in the movies?
Yeah.
That's kind of big Tyler.
Yeah. No, that guy had like 5 points. Like he couldn't get anything going.
No, it was garbage. Gosh, that was garbage.
They kept showing his dad. His dad was somewhere standing up high, like, because he can't sit and watch.
Yeah.
He watches, but he, like, paces back and forth, and the mom sits down low.
Right. Dude, I think that would probably be me, too.
Yeah.
That'd be super hard to watch your kid, like, in a big game like that. I don't think I could sit down either.
He just couldn't get the three ball going. He didn't like the new balls, like I was saying.
Probably. Yeah. Everyone's like, dude, what's going on here? So, you know, it fails to see if the unders will still happen, but you know, you're going to hear that a lot. And so the odds makers hear it too, and they'll probably adjust the line. So I don't think it's going to be hitting at a 68% rate going forward.
No. I mean, a lot of them aren't shooting as well. I mean, these are different arenas. It's just it's a whole different ball game.
So on that topic, in the last decade, this is the third worst 3-point shooting, over the tournament. And they're shooting at 31% March Madness three-pointers. But also, the top 5 most efficient defenses in the nation happen to be in the Sweet 16 as well. Mm. You got big Alabama and the San Diego State, UCLA. I mean, those guys are legit at defense.
I bet Arkansas's up there.
Yeah. So how about Arkansas? The head coach decides to rip the shirt off.
Big muscle man.
He's like, dude, let me show you the muscles here real quick.
Yeah, he's great.
But, dude, I didn't see that. I was listening to it on the radio, and they're like, whoa, coach's got the shirt off. I mean, how did that even happen?
I don't know. Yeah, I kind of saw him with it off. And I don't know like if a guy pulled it off or what it was. Because he's done it before in the locker room, I think.
Yeah.
But not center court.
Oh, he's done in the locker room. So
I think when he was at Reno, maybe.
Wow, this isn't his first time, Big Park. Holy cow.
He pumps it.
Yeah.
Because I think he took Reno to the Elite Eight. With those Martin twins or an NBA.
He obviously knows what he's doing. I mean, he used to be the coach of the Golden State Warriors.
And for the Kings for a second, I think, before Reno, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think he was the coach when I actually went into the locker room with the War Dogs.
Nice.
Yep. That's a story for another day.
Well, what do we have? What else you got here betting wise?
So I do like Gonzaga. I'll take the points there with Big Gonzaga. I think the matchup they have with UCLA is like pretty much perfect. UCLA is, you know, known for their defense, but Gonzaga's got the most efficient offense in the entire United States. And UCLA is not super, super physical. I think that's the type of squad that gives Gonzaga problems. So I'll take Gonzaga and the points there. And then what was the earlier one that I had?
You said take UConn money line over Arkansas.
Oh, yes, yes. And that reminds me. So UConn money line, Gonzaga. And then the third best, I noticed that at minus 175 again, you can bet no if a number one seed will win the tournament or not. And I don't, you know, I said this at the beginning. I'm going to say it again now. Two of them are already out. No, a number one seed will not win it.
Mm.
Yep.
I've got Houston. They might have something to say about that.
Okay. So big Houston and Alabama. Those are the only. So basically, I've got 14 squads against two. Right? Uh-huh. All right. Minus 175. Those are the three best bets.
Ha.
Yep.
That was like golf back in the day. If you want to take Tiger or you want to bet the field.
Well, and you know, you mentioned that handicapper that took Purdue for all the chips. He's like, hey, I do that stuff all the time. I mean, that's why I'm not knocking what he did at all. He's like, and I'll do it again. And he goes, when the Masters starts, it's going to be 50,000 to 1 again. same odds. Will Tiger win the Masters or not? And I'm going to put no. And I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what I mean. People do that all the time. Like those big chippers. They you know, that's how you got to lay a lot sometimes. But it's like when it's like a 99% chance. And that's what he said. He's like, Purdue had a 99% chance. He's like, I went with it and I lost.
Right.
But, you know.
But at 50,000 to 1, I mean, how much are you throwing out there to win what?
Well, no, not 50,000 to 1, right? So it was 50 to win. So it was 500 to 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like I said, I mean, if he put 25,000 on it, it'd be win 500. But you could put $50 down to win one.
Hmm.
So there you go, 50 to win one.
Right.
Get yourself a candy bar.
I've got three of my final four left.
Do you?
The East bracket's the one that's a little chopped up now. You know, it's FAU, Tennessee, K-State, and Michigan State.
Right.
So I'd go with Tennessee coming out of that bracket now.
Yep, probably.
I mean, K-State looked pretty good. And then Izzo, guy balls in March.
Well, kind of.
I know. He's not like he used to always in the Final Four.
Everyone said that because it was true. And then like the last four. I mean, remember last year? I actually remember him. We had as a best bet. They were the play-in game. And they didn't even win.
Uh-huh.
I think ASU beat them.
Hmm.
That might be a memory right there.
Yep. All right. Well, we recapped the bets here. Anything else you want to add here before we go?
That's it, my friend.
Okay. Well, this is a great time to watch the Sweet 16 this weekend. Be raining here. We can just chill and watch the hoops again. But we will catch you guys after this one. It'll be the Final Four, right?
Yep. And if you could take the time to leave us some reviews, we'd really appreciate that as well.
Yep. And keep your eyes on Instagram and Twitter at Bolt Brady Picks. Bolt throws some things on there for the games the day of. Or if a line's moving in his favor, he'll let you guys know. That'll do it for the Sweet 16. We'll catch you guys next week.
See ya.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.